Who's getting excited? Yeah. Come on, one more time. Wake your, get off the doldrums. I know it's been wet last night. Just give us a little scream or a shout or something, some joy. Give me some joy. That's it. Yay. Now I feel happy. Oh, not that I wasn't before. All right. We are in our second last week of the book of Ephesians. And the title of my message this morning is called Fight. Look at your neighbor, deep in their eyes, and go, fight, fight. So Paul finishes this whole book of Ephesians with fighting and standing. And so I'm going to talk about the fight today, and we're going to talk about standing next week. And it's... in the old-fashioned way of talking about this, it would be called spiritual warfare. Who's read a few spiritual warfare books in their day? A few of us, you know. Some of you haven't. It's probably good. Anyway, you know, Ephesians 6, here it is, verse 10 to 13. In my Bible, it actually, in the New King James, it starts with the whole armor of God. And in verse 10, it says, finally. And so finally, Paul is drawing the book to a conclusion. Finally, my brethren. Okay, so this is really important, isn't it? Because it's the final thing that Paul wants to say to us. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, which we'll talk about a little bit next week, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly realms. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Paul has spoken in the book of Ephesians about the significance of our walk in Christ, what it is to be a Christian, and how Christ died for his church. And so we should lay down our lives for one another, and particularly, as we now know, in the context of marriage. We are in a partnership together. We submit to one another. And only when it's the final say, particularly when it's spiritual things are involved, does the man say, I think we need to do this. We're in partnership just as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he has discussed in detail what it means to be in him. Paul has talked about this. From the moment of salvation and how we are in him through faith. Through faith, guys. It's not just in him and it's in our head. It's through faith, it's through prayer, it's through reading the word, it's through being in his house on a cold wintry day because we're in faith. We're in community. We're in connect groups because we help one another do life even better. How true is that? And we're in his word. You know, we've got the Holy Spirit on us. We fan it into flame. It doesn't just come naturally. We have to fan it. We have to keep it alive. And so we need one another. We need his house like this. We actually need to discipline ourselves, is what Paul is saying. Don't forget your salvation. It's the gospel. It's good news because we walk with it. And so he shows us the way to be strong in the Lord. And Paul refers to putting on the full armor of God. Like I said, we'll look at that next week. But today, I want to talk about three things. Fight the darkness. Fight the devil's schemes. And take the fight to the enemy. So our world has many battlegrounds right now. Whether it be the ongoing wars in the Middle East, ever-increasing terrorist attacks, the refugee crisis, corruption in government. Just on a side note, Pastor Collie spoke to me this week about the disintegration of the economic system right now in Liberia. You know, when we have a change of government here, nothing really happens. It all just goes on as normal, right? Yeah. Over there, it doesn't quite go like that. It's so terrible, actually. See, the present government finishes at the end of this year. But in the meantime, because of the darkness, let's call it, because of the evil which we're going to look at today, none of the public servants are getting paid. It's maybe you'll get paid if you're a nurse occasionally. Maybe you'll get paid if you're an MP occasionally. So all these people that are doing a fantastic work, none of the roads are getting fixed. All these things that we have common in our world here, just across at another place, there's a lot of evil going on. And even when that government changes, they're not sure, so there's this, people live in fear. Understandably, we're going to look at that this morning. See, there is great evil in the heart of men. Who knows that it doesn't take much for you or I to actually be a little bit evil? Just a few of us. And so we're going to look at the causes of this today. You see, there's a great hope in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Who knows that there's hope in our Lord Jesus Christ? So that we can overcome the principalities and powers against this world in our own lives. And so, let's look at fight the darkness. Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we do not wrestle," we'll come back to this word, "against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." And so the Bible is clear that there are all kinds of spiritual powers that do their best to make us choose the wrong option rather than God's option. You may have wrestled with the easy option of cheating rather than studying for an exam. None of our kids here this morning have ever done that. You likely have wrestled with all kinds of sexual desires. If you've been married for any amount of time, there are sexual desires because the devil tries to pull disunify. And there are instincts that we have that may kick in because we all come from a certain way of upbringing that we all have these, we all desire affirmation and acceptance. Every single one of us. And if we're not getting the love that we need, if we're not feeling loved, we will find it some other way. And sometimes that means that we will do the wrong thing to gain affirmation. And through position or through power, or maybe even the reverse, to draw attention to ourselves. And Paul is saying that we wrestle not only with flesh and blood, but also with the spiritual powers of darkness of all kinds. So when evil takes on flesh and blood form, there will be cruelty. There will be violence, there will be rape, there will be greed, there will be deceitfulness, and all kinds of strife. The Bible says this. A current example, just I thought I'd give you a reasonably current example of where spiritual forces, I believe, have taken hold through the sly enemy of this world would be the shootings of both people and policemen in the US. The devil operates at his peak when people are fearful. People do things they likely wouldn't normally do, and there are spiritual forces at work. And I happen to read the New York Times, so one of the recent articles this last week said this. The New York Times did a recent poll that showed that 70% of Americans are racist. In my view, there are also spiritual forces of evil operating to keep the gun laws as they are in the US, regardless of the tragic loss of life, which is ever increasing. We have to see that there's more than just our normal lives going on here. There are spiritual powers at work in our world. See, Paul prayed in the first half of his letter that people would know the power of God, which was demonstrated and operative in the resurrection of Christ. Who's like glad that there's a resurrection in Christ? We can be new creations, we can be born again, but it takes warfare too at times in our lives, because that's the subject we're talking about today. And Paul doesn't beef, he never beats around the bush, this man. He's always just says it how it is. And so, this is an area that I have had some dealings with, Andrew and I, particularly in past, and I'll talk about that as we go along this morning. And so Paul is, in his concluding remarks in this book, is saying, guys, look at me, guys, don't forget that your real enemy is not human. And as such, you can't fight with worldly weapons. You see, the real enemies are the spiritual forces that stand behind. This is from a commentary that I read, and I thought this is so true. I'll say it again. The real enemies are the spiritual forces that stand behind all institutions and seek to control the lives of persons and nations. See, we're not taught this stuff in our culture. You don't go to school and hear about, oh, there was a spiritual, you know, it doesn't happen. However, many of you are already on the same page as me. James Pitar, standing up the back there, doing a good job, being a security man, he knows all about this kind of thing from living in another country. He's already attuned spiritually to the powers of darkness because he has lived with it more than we have in some respects. Don't forget, and I'm going to get to this, the subtleness of the enemy, because it's a very real thing here too. You see, the culture we live in, it does pervade our thinking. And unless we stay sharply attuned to the Holy Spirit working within us, we may not recognize why it's so difficult at times. See, in our modern world, we are taught that everything has a natural or scientific explanation. For instance, if you do crime, you have not been raised correctly or you weren't educated enough. I'm giving generals, obviously. I'm not giving lots of detail. If you suicide, you allowed yourself to become terribly depressed, and nobody considers the forces of evil at work that make people believe they are better off dead. And society says there has to be a natural cause to all this, and we can fix it or we can medicate it. And the Bible has a very different view. Who's glad you've come to church today to talk about evil? You know, these are things we could easily skip over. See, the Bible does have a different view. It does not discount our human side, but there is more going on behind the scenes as well. See, a lot of people believe in God, but they may not believe so much in the devil. I talk to a lot of people like this in our world today. Right here in Fremantle, there'd be people, yeah, I believe in God, but there's no such thing as a devil. And that right there is the greatest lie the enemy could ever have in your life. See, there are both good and evil powers operating in our world. And when we choose to ignore them or deny their power, we are giving the enemy a foothold as subtle as that may be. The Bible says that evil came from both humans and angels. So let me give you the context for a minute here. One third of the angels in heaven, including Satan, fell by exercising their free will and turned away from God, away from heaven, and were cast out. Both Isaiah and Revelation speak of this, and Jesus himself witnessed the event in Luke 10. We also know that from Genesis, as humans, that we turn to what we did not know. But we said we're going to do it anyway. Who's ever done that? And so now that the stuff is in our hearts, we chose it. And when aggravated by the devil, it is what makes the world the way that it is. And so, we fight the darkness. Say it with me. We fight the darkness. Now, this is a really interesting point. I sort of come back to it. We wrestle. not against flesh and blood, but about against principalities and powers, spiritual realm. Okay. So we wrestle. This is speaking about, and Paul likely saw a picture of a soldier because he was chained when he wrote this book. He's likely that he was imprisoned. And so he was looking at the picture of a soldier. And we'll get more into that next week. But we wrestle. This is speaking about a soldier whose last resort against his enemy is himself. His ammunition is gone. His buddies are gone. And it's a life or death wrestling match on the ground to the end. That's what wrestle means. It means to really wrestle. So if I was to get Charlie in a, you know, and really wrestle him this morning, that it takes energy. And there are times in our life where we need to exert energy. We need to exert, and we're going to talk about this before we finish. It's not just a simple lying down, oh God, you sort it out. Put on the full armor of God, the Bible says, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So we've got to fight the devil's schemes. Thanks, Dave. See, the wiles is explained in the modern translations as the strategies and tricks of the devil. The devil has method, plans, and purpose. This is a great little scripture, 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should take advantage of us. Let me say that one more time. Lest Satan should take advantage of us. In other words, he can outsmart us. For we are not ignorant, it goes on, of his devices. We've got to stay sharp in God so that we are not ignorant of his devices. He's a strategist, the devil. He's got evil schemes and he'll use them. And he is a variety of evil. He's just the variety mix of evil. That's the devil. And so there are two things that we tend to do that will not help us against the enemy's schemes. We can overestimate the demonic powers in our world and talk about them. Or we can underestimate their power. Both the devil is equally pleased with because it means he can do a maximum damage. When you say everything is the devil or nothing is the devil, you reduce things to what they are not. On the one hand, there are way too many Christians that attribute the problem to the devil when actually they just need to discipline themselves in their anger. Because Paul talks about anger a fair bit in Ephesians 4, which we didn't really look at a lot. In their not taking offense with one another. That's not the devil. That's a moral discipline that you and I need to take on and go, you know what, I need to discipline myself in that. I'm allowing myself to get even worse. My emotions, I can control them. I'm choosing not to. There may be some habit that you want to break. Oh, that's the devil. Maybe a little bit, but most of the time, God just wants us to grow up. So it may well be that you are always angry because you've chosen not to forgive. Maybe even yourself. That's a moral issue. It's not a demonic issue. On the other hand, we have believers who do not believe in the devil and his schemes, or at least they don't think anything about the darkness. Either way, you're not able to see that the devil and his demons are throwing at you. So in our society, it is either psychological or physical. And either way, it is likely that you will be described a medicine if it gets bad enough, your situation, because society does not look at the moral disposition of a person. Yeah. And certainly does not consider the demonic forces that cause problems for people. We must fight the darkness. Say it with me. We must fight the darkness. So let me do my best to make this real to you this morning. And I could have chosen, you know, a variety of illustrations for this, but I've chosen one in particular because I'm hoping that you'll understand it across the board here this morning. Some months ago, I told you that my son Jared, when he was 8 months old, ate paint off the floor in our laundry because he's just such a hungry, he's still hungry. He's just been a hungry lad all his life. Started when he was 8. Anyway, this paint, for those of you who may not have been here, was absolutely smothered in chemicals to kill rodents. We had a rat problem in the place when we first moved down to Fremantle. And he got really ill. In fact, he spent a week in Princess Margaret Hospital, and my wife, his mother, stayed there too on a couch that week, and it was a really interesting time. And about 2 months later, went to the doctors, and Jared had a cough. And he's still a little fella, little tacker, probably 12 months old. And the doctor looked at me, and I remember this vividly, and he said, your son has all the symptoms of being an asthmatic, and I think he's going to need a puffer. Immediately, in my spirit, something rose up. No, he hasn't. He hasn't got that thing. There's no way in the world he's going to be an asthmatic. And straight away, now why? Because of my relationship in God moves me to go, no. There's a scheme of the enemy to try and make things what they are not. Now, what I didn't know then, my wife and I did not know then, that we would have thought about at 12 months of age, was this. Because neither of us are particularly creative and neither of us are good singers. That's for sure. But today, through that warfare and standing against the powers of darkness, and I remember going and praying and praying and saying, no, I release it. I wrestled that thing. You wrestle with God and the enemy and you break the power of that darkness off his life. I remember like it wasn't literally rolling along the floor, but it was similar in the spirit. And now today, I am so grateful, and the Lord reminded me of this when I was preparing this message, that I never would have thought it, but he's leading worship and singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs to God. Come on. Our God's good. And sometimes, you know, we just got to keep fighting too. Sometimes it takes a lot longer. You know, this stuff that you and I deal with, that takes a long time. And we're going to talk more about that next week, about standing. Just keep standing. Just keep fighting the fight. The prophecy over every young person here is that testimony of Jesus will be on your lips. That you will know the goodness of God in your life. It's so good that you're here, guys. When all is said and done, Paul says, stand. And one of the reasons we allow time for the Holy Spirit in our services is so that we can get the life of God on us. The Holy Spirit will help you to stand. And stand again. And stand again. See, the force behind any opposition... Let me read... I'll give you this quote. All right? Rather than... This, from Dr. Phil Pringle, the president of C3. The force behind any opposition to the Holy Spirit is Satan. Full stop. See, Satan isn't silly. He knows where the power lies. And he will keep you from praying by keeping you busy. He will intervene the night of Connect Group and make you argue. Or something goes wrong. He will make you feel guilty so that you stay away from church. Or give you another option. There are always schemes of the enemy to put us off doing the main thing. And the fact is that the Holy Spirit that gives us self-control, that helps us love others and cast out fear from our lives, And so our need for the power of the Holy Spirit to answer the world's dilemmas is at an all-time high. Who would agree that we need the Holy Spirit as much as ever right now? And so the devil and his demons will do what they can to make you take offense, especially in church. Because the devil knows if he can get you to take offense, then what the church and the vision and the direction that that church is taking is going to be affected, because that group of people are suddenly disconnected and the devil has a field day. So we have a bit of a saying with our staff and key volunteers is, don't take offense. Say it with me. Don't take offense. Don't take offense. Now, we all get emotional and we all have our days, but don't take offense. Don't hold on to it. Don't let the sun go down on your. Yeah. Don't let it go down. There are long-term relationships that God uses to build his church. Because these people trust one another, believe in one another, and have the same end goal to see his kingdom advance in the earth. And therefore, be careful when someone starts to gossip or cause division. There may be another motive involved. At the end of the day, we are to build his church together. The gospel goes forth. And so let's look at the third point. There are two kinds of lies we have to fight. Temptation and accusation. Two key lies. We've all been guilty of these, right? No, just me? We're all guilty. Temptation and accusation. See, the devil's name means to lie and to slander. And on the whole, unless a person's head is turning around 360 degrees and it's gone green, we don't believe it's the devil. That's Western world. And so you have got to understand that the main way the devil works is to lie. And some of you are thinking right now that you're not good enough to have a boyfriend, and it's a lie of the devil. Some of you are thinking right now that you can't make your marriage work, and it's a lie of the devil. Some of you are thinking the worst about that situation, and it's a lie of the devil. When you're down, the devil always will try and come in and make it worse than it is. It's a lie. It's his name. It's what it means. Liar, deceitful person. And so the devil has two main strategies, this temptation, and let's look at temptation first. Temptation gets you to have too high a view of yourself. And therefore, you go and do things that you should not. I've worked hard. I deserve a little bit of pleasure. I can buy that thing and not tell my spouse. What does it matter? Just one more bet. Just one more beer. Just whatever, right? You get the picture. With temptation, Satan hides God's holiness from you so that you will sin. Now, accusation is the devil's way of having too low a self-image, to be self-loathing, to hate oneself. With accusation, the devil hides from you God's love. Both temptation and accusation are lies. Satan moves you to do what is wrong, either through too high a view of yourself or too low a view of yourself. And God shows us through his word how to grow up in him and how we are able to defeat the enemy's schemes over our lives. So we must be having personal encounters with him, so that we remain strong and standing. And we gain faith by making the decision to believe even when we find it hard to do. You see, the devil will play you. I play my cat all the time. Well, it's not my cat, it's Sarah's cat. But, you know, I tease it all the time, and then it does something stupid. And I wanted it to do something stupid because I wanted to be sarcastic to the cat. And so I made it fall off a big ledge or something, and I laughed my head off as I watched this thing tumble down the stairs. It's hilarious. It's so true. That's what the devil does with us. He tempts us. He tempts us. And suddenly we leap. And then after a while, what happens? We go tumble, tumble, tumble. Well, or we decide that, no, we'll stay there. And unfortunately, there's a hardness that comes across our heart. So, take the fight to the enemy. Stephen Furtick. Who likes Stephen Furtick here? Some of the girls. Come on, give me a wave. All the young people. Who's never heard of Stephen Furtick? Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. All my age and slight. I would encourage you to listen to one of his messages, just because, well, he'll definitely keep you awake. But this is a really interesting. I was listening on the way. I was actually going down Rockingham Way, and I thought, I've got 30 minutes or so. I'll listen to Stephen because my kids like Stephen. What's this all about? So I got got him on, listening to it, and he talks about his friend, who is a Christian UFC fighter. I don't know about the morals of that, but let's leave that alone right now, okay? Okay, so he's a Christian, but he's in UFC. But what was amazing, he's an ex-Marine, Stephen's friend. Stephen would be about 37, 38, I guess. And so he's an ex-Marine, and he was going along to this fight to watch his friend fight. And he was looking forward to a really good bout. And anyway, the fight starts and it's over within about the first 30 seconds. And afterwards, Stephen goes up to his friend, this UFC fighter, and he goes, "That was so easy." And his friend looked at him and said, "That took months and months of training. It wasn't easy. It was because I was well prepared." We fight the darkness with the gospel. Yeah. It may look easy that some people have it, you know, seem to be able to carry on. We fight the darkness with the gospel. We grow. We take responsibility for who we are and we keep fighting until God grows us. We fight the good fight. See, Christ died for you. All your sin was put on him at the cross. He defeated that sin. He loves and accepts you for who you are and what you are becoming in him. Yes, I am a sinner. Would everyone agree this morning? But I am also loved and saved through his unconditional love. Why is this so important to grasp? Because the gospel completely annihilates the strategies of Satan. When you are feeling like a failure, when you are feeling accused, you can look upon all your sins as charged to Christ's account. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, Isaiah says. The believer can go confidently and assuredly to the devil and say, "If I owe you anything at all, devil, go to my Jesus, for he has underwritten me fully." But if you are not in relationship with Jesus, if you are not training yourself, because you can believe, but it's in your head. If you haven't got the faith, if you haven't got the fight, if you are not praying, if you are not praying in the Spirit, if you are not reading your Bible, if you are not in relationship with other believers who help you get stronger in your walk with God, you are not going to be able to fight the darkness. You will not be able to take the fight to the enemy. I'd like the music team to come. See, we need people in his church who know how to brush aside the enemy like that Christian UFC fighter. That we're actually growing ourselves in God against the powers of, because we're so in love with Jesus, that can't affect me. There's this big shield that comes up. Captain America. Why don't we stand to our feet? You know, today, as we're standing, it may be that you need to repent of your discouragement. Stop feeling like you're a victim and rise in your spirit this morning. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a fight. It's a fight. Stop your self-pity today. You know, and I know we all have our bad days, and that's fine. But if we live there, we're going to be at the wiles of the enemy. He can play all the tricks he likes. Faith takes the fight up. Is anyone prepared to fight today? So if you are knowingly sinning this morning, if you're allowing yourself to be tempted, I must finish with this. Turn around from your sin and ask God's forgiveness. And if you need to do that and come to the altar as we're singing this song, I'd love you to do that. Just between you and God. And just allow God to wash over you. Our wrestle is not so much against flesh and blood, but against the devil and his demons. But we have the power of the Holy Spirit today. Come on, let's raise our hands. You have his power today. You have his life today. He has loved on you unconditionally. We receive of your love today. Come on, let's sing this song together. If you'd like prayer, just start coming forward.